wish I never met your ex. Sometimes it be like that, but I'm not myself. Tonight you're gone, there ain't no way I'm moving on. I'm not afraid to need you back. Sometimes it be like that. Sometimes when you thought you found love.
Today's segment is pretty much talking about pick a struggle.
You pick a struggle.
You have to pick a struggle.
That pick a struggle, bruh.
You need to pick a goddamn struggle.
You have more than two struggles. If you have three, then that's it. It is over for you. You have to pick a struggle.
Okay, there we go. Making sure my mic is on.
I told you. Stop playing with that mic.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to Pick a Struggle.
Welcome, 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 y'all.
Hey, Facebook. Hey, YouTube. Hey, Anchor. Hey, Apple Podcasts. Oh, hey, Spotify. I can't list them all.
How many more you got in there?
At least seven more.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we're aware.
Somebody better watch it.
Right? Oh, my goodness. It is finally Wednesday.
Finally.
Because Election Day Tuesday lasted for about 4 or 5 days.
Oh, you had me confused. I was like, what? I could have sworn we do this on Sunday.
Election Day lasted for 72. What's after 72?
72.
What's 24? What's 98,
96. Yeah, do we know our time tables? Cut that out. Cut that part out.
It's been a long time. Oh, my goodness. But we finally got a president-elect, Joe Biden.
President Biden.
Well, Kamala Harris as VP. This is the first woman to ever be elected as vice president.
Yes, and a woman of color.
Right. I had an argument with somebody about that.
What?
Because I guess because Kamala had took a picture of her Indian family, and it was like, see, she's not black. And I was like, she is Jamaican, half Jamaican.
Right.
Because her dad is Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, did she ever claim that? I was like, plenty of times.
So who are you having this argument with? Was it an African-American person?
Uh-huh.
Well, so what was the deal?
What do you mean?
Why are they trying to prove
that
she's
not? Oh, I don't know.
Not... Oh.
I have no idea. But I was like, She is half Jamaican and she is half Indian.
Mm-hmm. That makes her a woman of color.
Yeah.
Regardless of what color it is.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just something different in the White House for a change. And I love it.
Right. It's really nice to see.
Yeah, it's nice to see. History was made, whether we want to, you know, debate about her ethnicity or not, history was made. So that's all that matters, you know.
So I can't wait. I can't wait for, was it January or February when they swear them in?
I want to say it's January something.
Yeah.
Something along
the line. I never really paid attention.
I just be turned.
Because I didn't watch Obama's.
You did it?
No.
Obama did his at night? I don't know.
The only thing that I watched was Aretha Franklin perform.
Ain't no way.
Right? And then I watched Beyonce lip sync the national anthem. So that's the only thing I don't even remember what day it was.
But, I don't know. Right. I can't remember. I'm not really into it as much as I probably should be. So.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Who cares?
I got to ask my daughter. She be knowing about all that stuff.
But how was your week?
I had a eventful week. I ain't going to even lie. It was a lot of emotions, a lot of up and down, a lot of changes, a lot of new beginnings, you know what I'm saying? My brother, who has been struggling with substance abuse for about a decade.
Oh, wow.
And probably longer, has finally decided that that's not the life he wanted to live anymore. And he reached out to me and my mom last week and wanted to get help. And within this last week and this week, you can see the difference in him.
That's
you kind of see it, the person that he used to be before.
Has he started gaining weight yet?
I can't see much weight gain.
Okay,
but he started eating like he ain't that he like. Right. I'm like, y'all food stamp folks, y'all need to go and push through because my brother over here eating up all the food.
Because I remember this one guy. I ended up seeing him when he got out of jail, and I think he was like on meth or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really full in the face, had a fuller figure, but then he ended up getting back on the drugs, and then I could just see him like deteriorate
right before your eyes.
Yeah, and I'm just like. And it was like 2-3 days span. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff just drains, sucks every piece of life that you have up out of you.
And not even in a good way.
No. You don't even, you can't even fake cute. You know, you just like, you're not, yeah, you don't look good.
No.
But, I can see improvement in his skin within a few days.
Right.
Because when I first picked him up from the hospital, he looked like he had been playing in the chimney. Like, he had just black all over his face. And it wasn't, he could have been dirty, but.
I'm about to say, that's what I was thinking.
He could have been dirty, but yeah, not that dirty.
Right.
But just in a few days, you can see so much improvement. Even the conversations that we have, it's more so like it was before he had this problem. So I'm really proud of my brother.
That's good.
And in a way, it's kind of bringing the family back together, because we kind of was just busy doing our own thing, our own lives. And us coming together to help him has kind of brought us back together as a family.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
yeah. That reminds me, my cousin, she got mad at me because I made a joke about somebody who's on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Or was on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny to me. The joke was funny to me.
Right.
But to her, it wasn't.
Right.
So we was talking about, what was it? The Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
And she, one of her predictions was Demi Lovato was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't watch it.
Right.
And so with the Masked Singer, you know, they dress in costumes and stuff and they perform. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, what is Demi Lovato dressed up? Is she a spoon and a lighter? And she...
I mean, it might be messed up, but you gotta laugh when it's funny.
Yeah, but we were on the phone and she just, I could, you know how you can sense someone's energy over the phone.
Yeah.
She was like, that is not funny. I was like, the hell you preach? That was funny.
Right, because I laughed.
Yeah, she was like, she almost died. And I was like, but she didn't.
And no one's talking about it's her dying. Right. We talking about
her being on drugs.
We poking at it. I mean, it's not like we trying to, you know, right, bring her down. And plus, she didn't hear you.
And I'm pretty sure my cousin had laughed at plenty Whitney Houston crackhead jokes.
Right. And on top of that, Demi Lovato done made fun of herself.
Oh, she did? What she did?
Yeah, she, about her drugs, her weight, just different stuff that she be going through. So it ain't like she, you know, you ain't got to be sensitive for somebody else.
Right. I don't know.
So is it, did she have a problem with drugs, or she just loved Demi?
No, I think it was just a Demi thing.
Oh, okay.
A Demi Lovato thing.
Okay. She a super fan.
I guess.
She a fan.
But my week was all right. Oh, my gosh. But my family is so horrible.
What happened?
Child, let me tell you. So I go to my sister's house last night. And you know, nothing good comes from going over her house sometimes.
Oh, no.
And we're sitting there drinking. And I got hungry. We're sitting there playing Uno.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have those wild cards you can draw on.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the ones that I drew on, I was like, everybody take a shot, or somebody to the left take a shot. But because I wanted to drink, every time they played the card, I took a shot.
Uh-huh.
Just because.
Right.
So I got hungry, and they had pizza in there. And I was like, let me get a slice of pizza. But when I started eating the pizza, I started feeling really, really, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a cousin who's visiting, and he's kind of a schizo.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody told me they mix his medicine in the food.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Who done put his pills in the pizza?
And then put a warning sign on the box. And I'm the only one eating the pizza, because he doesn't want to eat it because he knows his medicine is in it. So I'm the only one eating it, and I'm sitting there going, I'm getting dizzy. I can't see my Uno cards. I'm having to put my glasses on and take them off. I'm getting the zeros mixed up with the skips. I'm mixing my sixes and my nines.
Let me find out. They knew that she was going to eat that pizza. They was like, let's go ahead and slide Dre some pills. Because he needs them. He don't know it.
And then when they finally told me, I was like, you bastards. You bastards. Why didn't y'all tell me this? And then I had dyed my hair black. I kind of don't like it. Only because it seems too black to me.
No.
To where it doesn't even look real. But I was getting tired of the bright-ass colors
really good on you. I do. I like it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's one compliment I got.
Because the bright colors, they was the red I like, The blonde.
Yeah, that's the part that messed me up, was trying to go blonde, and yeah, it was just not working for me.
Yeah, but I like the black. I like the black and the red.
Yeah, after auburn or whatever. After a month, mm-hmm, I'll put red in it.
Yeah, they look good.
And kind of get back to what it used to be.
Yeah, it looks nice. It looks nice.
Right, and then what else happened? Oh, my gosh. So, I'm doing, I do Instacart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had picked up an order where someone ordered like 44 bottles of those carbonated water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And I end up getting them all. And then I get to the register and I ended up with the worst cashier in Kroger history.
What'd she say?
I didn't say anything. Uh-huh. So the woman that was in front of me, she was at least about 70, 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that was ringing her up, he's, just ringing the items and just, pushing them down the line.
Uh-huh.
And then this woman, old-ass woman, had to bag her own groceries.
Oh, no. They didn't have no sacker.
Because he didn't want to do them. Because when you're a cashier and you ain't got no bagger, you
do it yourself.
Scan and bag. But he didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So he made this old woman bag up her groceries.
And he didn't feel no kind of way about it.
No, until I got there.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right. So he scanned all 44 bottles. Mm-hmm. And then he's looking at me like waiting for me to go bag them. And he's scanning. He's like, I'm running out of room down here.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. And now he's sitting there looking like...
Like, you supposed to bag your own.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's a requirement.
No.
This ain't Aldi's.
Girl, if I wanted to bag them, I would have went to self-checkout.
Right. Or Aldi's.
Aldi's, right. And so, I'm just sitting there looking at him, and he scanned them all, and then I, swiped my card, and he gave me my receipt, and we sitting there staring at each other. And I stared at him, and then I looked at the bottles, and he came out of his little cubby.
Yeah, because they got cubbies now with the big ass plexiglass.
So he came out and he started bagging, and I watched him bag all 44.
Was he
bottles.
Snatching and pulling and dropping?
Girl,
hard?
Yeah, just doing all.
Hey, Duke. Just
you
doing the most.
Oh, God. Get out of here. And so I sat there watching him bag, and I was like, make sure you double bag him.
Right.
Because he was trying to put like 5-6 bottles in the bag at one time. So I was like, make sure you double bag, and he bagged every last item.
Well, he better if he want to continue working at Kroger.
Right.
Shoot.
And so that's why I never complain to managers. Like, I can get them when
yourself.
I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's been a couple of times I have went off on managers, but that's a whole other story for a whole other
You
time.
Know what? I've never been a Karen.
I
never let me speak to your manager type person. I never done it. Either I'll just talk to the person that I'm dealing with, you did, or I just won't go back.
Yeah.
I won't ever go back to that place.
Ooh, no. Well, let me go ahead and tell you what happened before we go on break. So I had, I was doing Instacart, and the lines at this one Kroger's was just so backed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I end up getting to this this elderly woman that was the cashier. Mm-hmm. And so she's scanning my stuff, and I'm watching the manager be upstairs. It's one of those double-decker Krogers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching him stand up there.
Looking.
Yeah, just looking. And mm-hmm. then getting on the overhead thing, it was like, we need baggers.
Mm-hmm.
But just standing up there.
Right.
And so he finally comes downstairs, and he had on a name badge. So I was like, Billy? Just to show you what kind of person I was dealing with.
Yeah.
I was like, Billy, get your ass over here and bag my groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And he bagged them and was so mad. Soon as he got done with the last one, he walked off.
Yeah, he went fooling with you.
Right. And I was like, I can't come back to this Kroger number.
Yeah. I feel like, and real quick, before we go, I feel like it should be an age requirement on Checkers.
Yeah.
You
don't want to be age discriminatory,
she probably shouldn't be Dollar Tree, prime example, across the street from my house. The oldest lady that you've ever seen in your life. They got her on the register.
Right. She got Nancy Pelosi on the register.
And she is going just as... And she's sweet. That's why you can't really be mad at her. But she going just as slow as she want to go. And then she wrapping everything up and she want to talk and stuff. I'm like, lady, just put my stuff... matter of fact, just throw everything over here. I'm going to throw it in the basket and take it with me.
Yeah.
Because she's so slow. Got to the whole line and... I can't do it.
It gets frustrating.
It get real, really frustrating.
Right. But we finna go, and then we'll come right back. We just gonna talk about some random stuff, because I ain't feel like doing anything this week. My week was kind of busy. And then, you know, with the election stuff, I was like, let's talk about some lighthearted stuff.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back and, you know, dabble into some little celebrity gossip and all that jazz. And we're celebrating November babies.
Mm-hmm.
November, you know, November birthdays. And I didn't know Eve's birthday was in November. So we're going to play some Eve. Let me blow your mind. And then get into our promo, and then we'll be right back.
Hello there. Please do us a favor and check out our friends over there at Sage and Thang. I've been on Rosa for a very long time, and this girl is doing her thug dizzle, okay? Over there, they sell smudging kits, sage, crystals, Florida water, abalone shells, yoni steam, dragon blood. Most importantly, they deliver. So call 817-664-8447 or check them out on Facebook. Let them know Dre and LaBrie sent you over there.
All right.
Can y'all hear us? Let us know.
Yeah, let me know if y'all can hear us.
Oh, it's... But I was at a friend's house, and they was telling me about Regine Carter. He got a boob job.
Regine.
Mm-hmm. Regine, Alizé. What they say?
2-1-10. No matter. Okay, they can hear us now.
They can?
They can.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Who was that?
That was LaShante.
Thanks, LaShante. Thank you for letting us know. But she's so young.
What is she, 22?
She's in her early 20s.
She should be 22, 23.
But she was somewhere. Really flat-chested.
Was she?
Like, yeah, she looked like a dude. She was so...
I didn't even notice it.
She was really... Because my friend showed me, like, the before and after. Because she got him, like, really big. Compared to what she used to be.
Right.
And I was like, okay, yeah, they don't look good. They don't look bad. You could just tell she got a boob job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was like, girl, how come you couldn't wait until you, like... Because don't women breasts grow after they have a baby?
Generally, yes and no, but you pretty much go back to what you were.
Okay.
You don't just keep going up in size.
Oh, okay.
The more babies you have.
Because, like, what's her name? Gina from Martin.
Mm-hmm.
She was flat-chested on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she got older, they got bigger.
Yeah, you get some, but they don't... It's not like they go up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
Like, you get them, and you keep some of them, but you don't... It don't usually, like, be a lot. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Because the size I was from before I had kids until now is bigger, but I have gained weight as well. So it just depends on
a lot of things. I was going to say, Gina did too. She did gain weight. But she gained some boobs and a booty and some hips because she didn't have...
She had no hips.
Nothing at all.
Hip dips was terrible.
That girl was built like a toothpick.
She was built terrible. I remember saying that a lot of times on Morning. Like, Gina,
my thing is, I wonder what her nipples look like.
Why you say that?
Because... If she got a boob job and she got nipples like Cardi B. Cardi B had uploaded a picture of her breast. Mm-hmm. And it shows like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like her areola and her nipples look like burners from an electric stove. Like they was just so big.
Maybe that's just her natural way of looking. So they got the procedure now where they don't cut you. They just go up under your arm.
Yeah.
So they don't really have to.
Or they go under the boob,
they
right?
They can go. That's one of the older ones, too. But they try to go under your arm so the scar is hidden so you can't tell.
Okay.
And so they don't. Because they used to cut around the nipple and push it in and pop it
Girl,
out.
I've seen it.
And, yeah.
When I used to watch Discover, I think it was Discover, where they, like, show, like, plastic surgeon stuff. It looks so painful.
If Cardi B got that one, she must have got that one when she didn't have a lot of money.
I didn't know she had I don't think Cardi B had a boob job.
She got her boobs done, her butt done.
She should have got her nipples done. Her areola.
That's what I'm saying. If she got them done and she went through that way, she must have got them when
Because the areola looks bigger than a titty.
Why? Why? Why?
Oh, my God. You got to see
So it just come like way up her?
It's so big. It's like the 10th wonder of the world.
I am not going to talk about that lady breast. I ain't gonna do it.
But somebody had said that she was doing it because somebody was saying they were saying that they hoped that Regine didn't do the boob job because of the boyfriend that she had. YFN Lucci, rapper.
Lucci, yeah.
But they're not even together anymore. Are they still?
I don't really be following the little kids.
I'm like in and out. Yeah. In and out with some of these stories. But I don't even think they're still together. But people was like, I hope, you know, did she do it because
to get him back or something?
To get him
like
back
that.
Or to stay with him?
I hope not. And this is when this kind of can lead us into the conversation that I was having with one of my good friends. That us as women give men so much power over our own thinking, over our relationship. We always want to know, are we good enough for him? Do we look good enough? Are we this and we that? Instead of making it be about what we really want. So I hope that she didn't do it for a man. Yeah. If she got her boobs done, hopefully it's something that she always wanted to do and she did it to make herself feel better. But you know, I can't sit here and say I ain't never did anything to look better for a man.
Yeah.
But the older I get, I realize how crazy and how one-sided that thinking is. Like, it's never going to make you happy. If she got her boobs done, she went through that kind of surgery for a man, it ain't going to never work. If he don't want you, he don't want you.
Right.
It don't really have anything to do with how you look.
Only can be kept if he wants to be kept.
I ain't going to just say men. That's people in general. Yeah. Like, I mean, a woman to stay with a man longer, maybe if she got kids with him or it's, you know, some other stuff. But when a man decide that he don't want to be with somebody, he ain't going to be with
him.
And no matter what you do to yourself.
Or to him.
Mm-hmm. You better not do nothing to him. Don't make it where he damn sure ain't going to want
you.
Try to force. And I've seen this so many times where women try to force relationships or force connections where...
Yeah,
I don't understand
there,
that.
It ain't there.
Why would you want to be with somebody that you gotta make be with you? Like, cause it ain't gonna never be fulfilling, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like you gotta let it go. If it come back, it come back.
Do you think that's just a woman thing, or do you think men do that too?
I see more examples of it in women than I do men. I feel like men probably do. Men probably do it to some extent.
Yeah.
But I think women do it way more.
Yeah. It's like men do it at the beginning. Where they really trying to get a woman.
Oh, yeah.
And then women do it after that point they get together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, let me do whatever I can to keep him whatever.
Right. And I feel like a man, like, you know, like getting your hair done and getting your nails done and keeping your body right. Like,
you
and
should
all
do
that
regardless anyway.
You should do that stuff because that's what you want to do. Like, right now I'm single, but I still... keep my when I can I try to keep my nails, keep myself looking nice because that's how I feel the most comfortable. And then if a man came into the picture and he said, you know what, I don't really like it when you do your makeup, I don't like makeup, I don't like wigs, I don't like nails, then he ain't my man. Because whatever I bring to the table at that time, if you want to be with me, then that's who I am.
Don't change me.
Right, don't try to change me, because that means you don't really want me.
Right.
So, and the same thing goes for a man. If you get into a relationship with a woman and she's like, I don't like it when you put your hair like that, why you get your hair faded like that? Why you don't, you know?
Right.
Then she ain't the woman for you. That's my opinion.
Right.
Now, if you're trying to help to improve, let's say the man is, he drinks uncontrollably, and you're like, you know what, it's really not good for you to drink that much.
Well, girl, if you knew that before...
But I'm saying, if he is sick behind it, if he's getting sick.
Yeah.
Now, if he fine and he like to drink, let him drink. But if he's getting sick and his quality of life is going down, then I feel like if you love him, you will help him get better.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't trying to change you. Have your beer, have your vodka, whatever you want to have. But if
I'm just trying to help you be a better person. Not trying to change you so
feel
that
better.
You can. Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't trying to change you for me. I'm trying to change you for
you.
You.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And a titty job ain't one of those things.
Nah.
So, speaking of relationships, I was reading where Johnny Depp had lost a civil suit with him and his ex-wife, Amber Heard.
I heard about that.
Yep. I can't. Whew, Jesus. So, there's a whole lot to unpack. So, follow me here.
Mm-hmm.
So Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, which is the hoe from Aquaman.
With the red hair.
Yeah, she is a hoe in real life though.
Oh, is she? Oh,
yeah, she's been with men and women.
Oh, okay. But that don't make her a hoe, though.
Yeah,
they just make her bisexual.
If you have like 5 relationships within the 5 years, you kind of
just a hoe.
Yeah.
Kinda. Oh, my definition of hoe was totally different. Look at me.
And then you do men, and it's like you're doing too much. Like I'm pretty sure Gorilla Glue can't keep her thighs together. So,
oh my.
So they met and got married. They were married for maybe like 2 or 3 years. And then Amber Heard had filed for divorce because she was saying that he was abusive.
Yeah.
And then this paper in the UK had made a story about Johnny Depp being abusive. And then Amber Heard did a story with Washington Post saying that he was abusive. And so he sued the paper in the UK and he sued her civilly because he's like, y'all lying on me. Then he ended up losing it like a few days ago, ended up losing the civil suits. But then come to find out, tapes had like resurfaced of Amber and Johnny recording each other's or recording their conversation. And you can clearly tell how she was the abusive one.
She was the one hitting on him.
Yes. And this is why I can't stand the Me Too movement. Because one lying ass hoe can just ruin a bunch for everybody else. And it was just so crazy. And then Johnny ended up losing, like they asked him to step down from the Harry Potter movies and the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Like they were going to make some more, but it was like, we don't want you in it no more.
Cause you'd be hitting.
Cause all this bad publicity. And it was, but then come to find out she's the one that's, cause when you listen to the tapes and I listen to them, they were like 45 minutes long. Like
who was recording?
They were, I don't know who was like recording who started the recording, but they knew they were being recorded.
Both of them.
Yeah, because you can tell by the conversation. Because Johnny would be like, remember when you hit me? Or remember we had this fight, yada, yada, yada. And she'll go, I'm not going to talk about that. We're not talking about that. But it was just weird, though.
Men get abused, too, though.
Yeah.
Men get abused, too. I've seen it myself where a man has been hit on and pushed by his, you know, girlfriend and a wife or whatever. And of course, he ain't going to hit her back. Well, some men will.
And
some men
did.
Will knock the fire out of your ass.
He said that in one of the parts of the tapes where he was like, you hit me, that's why I hit you.
Yeah.
You hit she's me like, first. That ain't what we talking about.
Nah, that's what we talking about. And I believe that. Like, I don't promote men hitting women. Yeah. But I've told my son, when you grow up, I mean, now somebody hits you, hit them back. That don't stop when it comes to a girl. If she's hitting you,
hit her back. Ain't gonna be no bitch.
I mean, if you can restrain her by, like, you know, holding her or something like that, that's fine. But if she's steady just going at you and beating on you, hit her back. Hit her back. Knock her all the way towards the wall. She'll stop.
She need to learn the laws of physics.
Yeah, you can't just be hitting on people.
With one action is met with equal opposite reaction.
Even as little girls, like, you know, I've noticed growing up, raising girls and boys, little girls are mean as hell when they little.
They can be.
Little girls will bite you. They will kick you. They will punch you.
I was in Urban Air yesterday, and I was seeing, like, the boys would, like, be playing with the girls, like, ha, 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 and the girl would just be like, just lean into him with a sock full of nickels.
Little girls are mean. They mean. Like, they can be. Really, really mean when they little. So, even when my girls was little, I'm like, you hit.
Right.
If you hit her back, hit her back. Because she won't hit you again.
Right. And then also in the tapes, they were talking about, well, Johnny was saying, because, okay, so Amber Heard's whole thing was, you don't like to fight. You don't want to fight with me. You don't like to argue with me. And Johnny was like, well, girl, when you get to that point, I'm just going to remove myself from the situation.
So she wants to fight.
Yes.
That's crazy. Who purposely want to fight? Some people do.
This is why people need to leave white women alone.
It's some black girls out here to do that too, though.
Right, yeah. I don't know any of them. But from what I've seen, white women are liars. I'm joking.
Yeah, he's joking, y'all. Please. Everybody, I've seen 3 people click off just from you saying that. you know what? F this. I ain't got time, time for this today.
Right. No.
But people in general, I mean, people, that's just, that's crazy. Thinking like, oh, I want to fight. Let's fight. Let's fight. Because I'm a calm person. I don't want to argue. I ain't going to argue.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you.
And my ex was like that. Like, he's one of those. He'll start yelling and start screaming and stuff, and then I would leave or, you know, walk out mm-hmm. and won't talk to him for a few days. And he was like, why are you not talking to him? I was like, because I'm pissed off, so can you just leave me alone?
Right.
And after a few days, we'll come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But as of now, can you just leave me alone for a minute?
Right. Yeah, I don't do that fighting stuff. That's just too much.
Mm-mm. Too much energy.
It is too much energy.
You got anything else before we leave?
No, dang, trying to rush us up?
Girl, it's the dark. It's getting dark. And that's the problem. I'm just like, it's getting dark. It's time to go to bed.
You're going to have to start putting your back to that window. I don't like daylight savings time. I hate it.
You know, the funniest thing, I saw the meme, and I've been seeing it for years, but it was like, white man is the only man that can have a blanket, cut 2 inches off the top, and then put it at the bottom and think he has a longer blanket.
How about you pull the blanket down?
And that's what daylight savings time is.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
And I told my sister, I think somebody the manipulated dipped at us.
They had to.
Because I remember it getting dark around 7 mm-hmm. or like 8-ish mm-hmm. o'clock. Now it's getting
sometime
dark.
Sometimes pushing it to 9.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. now it's getting dark like around 5:30, maybe 5 o'clock, maybe somewhere close to 6. And I'm just like, did they go back 3 hours?
Mm-hmm. But it's always like that. I mean, you feel it on Thanksgiving. I mean, not Thanksgiving. When did we change?
A week ago.
Was it before Halloween?
It was a week ago. It was the weekend after. No, the weekend of.
Of Halloween,
yeah.
We went back.
Yeah,
you can feel it, though.
Yeah.
You can feel it then. You feel it. You feel start it feeling the effects before. Yeah.
Yeah.
It started getting dark a little bit earlier, and then it's just, boom, dark. It's 3:30 dark. You be like, hold on. This guy is cool. Can't even go outside to play. But I do have a question for our viewers. Of any of you are some substitute virtual teachers where y'all can come to my house and sub for me? While I go out or go to bed, please let me know in the comments, because I'm sick of it.
I can do that.
I ain't never want to be no teacher.
I could do that. Okay. I ain't got nothing to do.
Sit up there and just look at him, and he going to be looking at you, and you going to be looking at him.
Right. Oh, my God, which reminds me. Did I tell you I got so mad at my little sister when I was trying to help her with hers?
Yeah, you told me about it, but yeah, what happened?
Yeah, oh, my gosh. So she asked me to help with math because I love math.
Uh-huh.
And so she asked me if I could help her. And I was like, I said, yes, I can help you. But the teacher, as dumb as she is, whoever you are, and I'm going to find out. She took some of she gave them a sheet, and some of the stuff she like whited out and like wrote her own problem.
Uh-huh.
And so I was getting confused, because I'm just like, because we were doing like angles and equations to
geometry.
Figure out the angle.
Geometry? Or the geometry?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I couldn't figure it out, and I'm just like, what does she mean by putting this there? Like, when she wrote this, did this mean that? But ain't no damn teacher there,
because
mm-hmm. she's just sending out the papers, and you have to do them and take a picture and send them to her. So I was like, you need to figure it out what the hell she meant by that. So I was getting mad at the teacher, and then getting mad at Misty, because I tell her the answer and then reiterate, and she'll forget what the hell I just said.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ain't got time for this. I already graduated.
Right.
Fuck this. Like, that was my opinion about it. And I was like, girl, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
I hate virtual learning.
I do too. I hate helping with virtual learning. I actually don't think the concept of it is bad. I think it's more so that the kids are just so relaxed. They at home. They in their PJs. Most of the time, they in their bed.
The only way that I would like it is if the teacher is available during the period.
They do. They just don't tell us they are. So, well,
like the video thing is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it should be. Because my kids still have the Zoom meeting, the Zoom time.
Yeah, my sister has it too, but it was only like at certain times. Like when I was helping her, there was no meeting. And this was during like the school hours. Yeah. There was no meeting. It was just her doing the paperwork or doing the schoolwork. And I was like, no, the teacher needs to have her ugly ass right there.
Yeah, see, that's crazy.
So that if the kid has a question, they can ask during the Zoom meeting.
What grade she in?
She's a sophomore in high school now.
Okay, so that could be the high school thing. Because,
you think so?
Yeah, because my daughter, her teachers don't always be there. But, oh, that's pretty. But my son, he in middle school, and his teachers are there every period.
Oh, that could be it then.
Yeah, so in high school, they be like, do your work, and they get off. Yeah. But it's not even her that I'm having an issue with. It's, well, she can up too. But my son,
he's the problem.
He's the issue. That's why I don't understand these people who got 2 and 3 kids that's doing it. And LaShante said, I know the feeling. I know, girl, I know, cause you got like how many you got? I think you got 2 of them that's old enough for school, and they little too. So
right,
my heart goes out to you, LaShante, cause I done killed somebody. Go to jail.
What else been going on?
What's on the agenda for next week? What you got planned?
I don't know. I have nothing planned.
What about your holidays? What you doing for the Thanksgiving holiday?
Oh, Thanksgiving. It's always at my mama's house.
What you
always.
Cooking?
But luckily, I think this time, she doesn't have to work.
Okay.
Last Thanksgiving, she had to work. So I basically did like a good chunk of the work for her.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, I think she'll actually be off, so she'll be in the kitchen
with you.
Yeah, with me.
Aww.
Which is something I'm not looking forward to.
That's fun. Cooking with your mama.
Yeah, it's fun, but we kind of got different ways of cooking, and too many chefs.
Yeah.
In the kitchen is never a good thing.
Yeah. Well, won't you do some of the stuff like the day before, and then she do whatever she gonna do that don't work either?
No.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see.
So y'all doing traditionals or y'all doing?
We go all the way out.
Okay.
But it was so funny because we was on the phone the other day and she was asking me how I did last year's turkey.
Oh, she wants to.
That's the
scene.
She was like, I would have been like, I cooked it. I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you because you. But no, I honestly really did not. I really
don't
know.
Remember?
I don't remember.
You just freestyled it?
Because I was half drunk, so.
Don't you hate that when you make something and you can't remember how you make it?
Yeah, like, ooh, what did I put in this? I need to write it down. But then when you in the mood, because cooking is my therapy.
Yeah.
So when I'm doing it, I never, like, really remember.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, I would try to write it down. Like, my cookbook now is in a composition book.
Uh-huh.
But I just write down the ingredients.
You don't write down how you
how I did it.
Measurements and nothing.
Or the measurements. No.
That's why you're going to have to start recording every time you cook.
I need to.
You're going to have to start recording it so you can go back to it.
Right.
Yeah, I cook like that too. I ain't never cooked by no. I can't cook with recipes. It seems like when I cook with a recipe, it don't come out the way I like it.
Yeah.
So I just don't do them. I just leave them alone. And girl, baking, I ain't never been a baker. I can't bake to save my life.
I love baking.
I mean sweets. I can't bake sweets.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, baking is like one of those things where you have to be precise.
Right, and I'm just.
Let me add this and that. No, because it might not cook
right
in the oven. So just don't be all fancy.
I'm a free baller. That's why I'm baking.
You be free balling?
I'm a free baller.
Oh.
Hi, everybody. How much time we got, Gary?
Right.
I think that's
it. We got 1 minute. Okay. Well, thank y'all for watching, listening, joining in, clicking in.
I thought you were about to say something else.
What you think I was about to say?
I thought you were about to say something. And real quick, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in on Facebook. Rosa, LaShante, and Miss Linda, they all had some comments towards the end.
What they say?
Rosa said no, and she did some laughing emojis. LaShante said, I know the feeling, with a sad emoji. And then,
right, that was with the school.
With the school.
Stuff.
And Miss Linda said, email the teacher. I tried that, Miss Linda. They be emailing me all day long about Shane. They be like, you know your son on Zoom, but I can't see his face. I'm like, Shane, what are you doing? He be like, My camera just turned off. Girl, I don't know what happened.
You know, that reminds me. I was on a Zoom meeting with Fishbowl, and I turned the camera off.
Yeah.
And they was like, how come we can't see? I was like, girl, I'm in the dark, and I'm ugly. It's in the middle of the night. It's election night. It's too much going on. I don't feel like being on camera right now.
Right.
Maybe that's what Shane was feeling that day.
No, Shane was like, I'm finna get away with this as long as I can. I ain't saying nothing when he ain't in sixth grade again.
Right. At least he ain't one of those people that put, like, a doll in front of the camera. That looks just like them.
He showed me a picture. He was like, this is funny, right? I'm like, try it. If you go in there and get my mannequin head, I'm fighting you. Because he'll get the styrofoam one and sit it right there. God, boy, you ain't fooling nobody with that styrofoam.
Oh, my goodness. But we're done. What are we going to talk about next week?
I don't know. It's going to be a surprise. Y'all just tune in.
Right.
Check us out and see what's going
on.
I'm
going to try to find a conservative to come on this show so we can talk about politics for a little while.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to try. I ain't gonna try hard, but I'm gonna try.
You bump into one.
Yeah.
Don't go looking.
Off the street. Let me find a homeless man to come here and talk about how he supported Trump. Oh, my God.
How they gonna raise how the taxes
Which reminds me, I ain't seen not now pro-Trump post in a minute.
I haven't either.
Right. I see him in the street, though. In the street, though. Like, are we done? Because we only have 1 minute left.
Yeah.
Let's go. We gone. Bye.
Bye, y'all.